The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Tuesday morning, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. Moving right along, CBDCs. I was at my bank yesterday making a deposit, and I asked the guy again, "Are you sure your bank is okay?" He said, "Yeah, we're fine, man. We're ranked right up there, and we're not going anywhere." And I said, "You're not going to entertain digital currencies?" He goes, "We have not been given any authorization whatsoever to even deal in that." And I said, "Well, you better not." Or I said, "There's going to be a run on your bank." Yeah. So we have this Republican member of the Texas House, Giovanni Capriglione.
"Why didn't you come to see me before?" Giovanni, hey, you paying attention?
Yeah, I get to do my Italian guy. He is District 98 in Tarrant County, Texas, which is where Fort Worth is. And I just responded to one of his House bills this morning, H.J.R. 146, proposing a constitutional amendment relating to the right to own, hold, and use a mutually agreed upon medium of exchange. Now, for those of you out there that is like, "Oh, God, Dave, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Really? You got to go into this now?" Well, just imagine we go to digital currency and you've been identified as an unvaxxed person. And all of a sudden, your accounts get closed down and you don't have access to them until you can prove you went and got the jab. Imagine that happening. It could. That's why they have blockchain developed. So they can sit there and they will make a mirror image of every single. That's just one, what we call choke point. That's something that my other co-host, who's been sick for weeks now in Florida, has came up with that term called choke point. This is something that basically says, "Okay, I gotcha, and I'm going to hang on to you till you do what I tell you." All right? That's a problem, because if that happens, you can't buy supplements from the Power Mall. And this show cannot exist without you shopping at the Power Mall, which is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time. We have to bring that up because that's how we survive. And this is just one step. This House bill that just got proposed in Texas for a constitutional amendment, this stops this nonsense. Now, every state in the union needs to do that. So you need to remember, you need to remember this is what's going on, that our government has been behaving nefariously when it comes to trying to control every single thing you're doing in your life. And that means you can't go to the grocery store and buy groceries. I mean, shopping at the Power Mall, I mean, that all of this is going to end if they go to central bank digital currencies. If the Fed does this, which it's likely they're going to try, this is where you need to be calling your congressperson, because this will indeed, when they shut off your right to exchange in whatever, I understand what China and everybody else is trying to do in killing our dollar, our petrodollar. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to kill the dollar bill as a medium currency. It's fiat anyway. We all know that. But see, the problem is with the fiat currency is America has been living a lie. And we're all part of it. Every time you get in your wallet and you reach out and you pull out a what everybody calls a dollar bill, or a 5 or a 10 or a 20 or a 50 or a 100, they don't have denominations any bigger than that anymore. They wouldn't know what to do if you had an old $500 bill except try to take it away from you, because it probably is a collector's item worth a lot of more money than that now, because they just don't exist. So, and if they do, they're in some collector's edition somewhere, buried locked vault. The bigger problem is that your life, as you know it, will cease, and you're going to end up having to do things as a human being you would not normally do, especially if you're not prepared. Because, see, people have been saying, they don't track me. I'm off grid. They can't track me. Well, yeah, I know. If you haven't been to the doctor lately because you've been taking supplements from the Power Mall. By the way, we're going to have Frank Davis on at the bottom of the hour here. He's got some sugar to fiber testimonies. Yeah. He's got enough of those now. Oh, yeah. We got a testimony for sugar to fiber. And I will tell you this. If you take it as instructed, and we'll talk to Frank about this. This stuff, I know from people around me that they are getting lower blood sugar readings as a result. Now, does that give you the right to go out and keep eating ultra-processed foods and foods that are high in sugar? I doubt it. We'll ask Frank, all right? That's why we have him on, because we're trying to help you with your lifestyle. Because if these digital currencies come into play, all that stuff is going to stop. You are not going to have the ability to do anything without government permission. They don't want you posting on social media. You'll have to pay everything digitally, including all your bills. And if you have lots of debt, we got a problem, because now they can control you. This is where bankruptcies are going to go through the roof, and good luck paying for it. I hope you've got at least $2,000 in whatever kind of currency you have available, gold, silver, burns, whatever, because you're going to have to pay an attorney. See, some attorneys, some law firms are now accepting crypto for a reason. You're going to have to file bankruptcy to shut this off if they go here, because you literally are like throwing in the towel. Cry uncle. You know, we don't want to see you doing that. We want the health. Health is number one. So this is one of the reasons why we've got 10% off site-wide products on the Power Mall, excluding dropship stuff, of course. You get double reward points on your order. Phone orders also qualify for rewards points. And retail ground shipping is going to be upgraded to priority for free. We're doing everything we can to help you save money now, because you're going to have to think about what's in store for the future. And, of course, now we've got some closeout stuff that doesn't qualify for that 10% off, because it's 30% off. The Global Healing Center Acid Reflux, which expires next month, and the Silver Shield Sanitizer and the Super Krill Oil. These are clearance items. Closeout on the first two, clearance on the last one. We've got 15% off allergy relief products. That means the 10% doesn't apply, because you're getting 15%. On quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, sinew orega, Latero flora probiotic, and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic and Optivita digestive enzymes. And of course, we got new products out there. North American Urban Spices Purely Liver, Dr. Willard's Plant Catalyst, Optivita Sugar to Fiber. I have a bottle of it right here. I'm holding up to the screen for those of you who want to see that. And of course, Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kit. You need to be thinking about this, because if they institute the CBDCs, all hell's going to break loose. There is going to be civil unrest in this country. I am predicting it right now. You take somebody's medium of exchange away and you put choke points on them. This is when things are going to get radically vile. And people are going to literally, when they can't buy stuff, what are they going to do? They're going to steal it. When their accounts get shut off and they're in survival mode, they're going to do whatever it takes to get what they need to survive. End of story. And it doesn't matter what the average right-thinking Christian person is thinking. You can pray to God, but see, when all these 220 million plus people made government their God, I mean, it's a clear example. They took the jab. When they did this and made government their God, the government now has a record. Screw HIPAA. It doesn't matter. The government's got access to all this information. It doesn't matter. Apparently, you haven't read all of the HIPAA regulations because the government does get access to all this stuff. How do you think the CDC and everybody else comes out with these determinations about health statistics and how many people are affected by stuff? Because they got access to your stuff. The Medical Information Bureau, it's like open season when it comes to the government. They can tap into that stuff and look into your private life. I can pull a credit report on any one of you, if you let me, and I can look at that credit report and I can find out how much you are leveraged based on your address. I can run background searches. I can do all sorts of stuff and find out where you live, what you do. The government, take that, because they have FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Take that movie, Enemy of the State. Multiply that times 10 of what they have the capability of doing. They literally can get online, and if you watch that movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That stuff's been around for decades. They can take that information and use it against you, and they can build a profile on you and target you, period. So this is, you know, you've got to stop the CBDCs. That's the bottom line. If you can stop the digital currency from taking hold, you know, not only can you save the Power Mall and the Power Hour, but you can save yourself. You know, it's a double benefit here, because when you shop at the Power Mall, we benefit, you benefit, everybody gets product, everybody's happy, everybody's healthy, and then you can get on your phone and you can start blasting away at your congressman, both state and federal, and tell them we need conversation like HJR 146 by Giovanni Capriglione. Yeah, the Italians are speaking up, man. See, they're not stupid. They see what's coming down, and they're trying to stop it. Yes, he's a Republican. I get it. This is Texas that's doing this right now. I just got an email last night, and I wrote in, and I said, hey, I want the bill sponsor. I'm going to call Capriglione's office this morning, and I'm going to see if I can't get him on the show, because I want him to explain what possessed him to introduce this. Because, see, we're in an off year, an odd year, and that's when everybody votes on constitutional amendments. So if they get this on the ballot in November this year in Texas, then the state has the right to vote on this bill. We can make a constitutional amendment to do this, and the voters of Texas will vote in favor of it, because nobody wants these digital currencies here. Oh, it's so convenient, Dave. It's just like using a credit card. Well, see, if all of you have that mindset, you're already in trouble. You know, this is why we take donations by, you know, checks and money orders and cash, too. This is why we do this, all right? This is not an infomercial. This is a warning. You know, we try to get the word out. That's why we have the newsletters we have on both the Power Mall and the Power Hour at the newsletter tab. That's why we have this stuff out there, to keep you informed. If you're not hearing Power Hour on your radio broadcast, your local station, you need to call them up and say, hey, you're missing out here, pal. That's the program director, by the way. And of course, we're teaching people how to grow food in a grid down situation at powerhourfood.com. If you have a way to dial in with Marjorie Wildcraft, she does a Saturday shindig. That's really good. This Friday, we're going to be giving away a Rick satellite system. And hey, I got a bunch of letters from all of you that you sent in. I got notified that you all sent letters in. That's great. Emails are welcome. Support at thepowerhour.com. And letters, your snail mail, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And we're getting them in because apparently there's a lot of people out there that have legitimate, logical reasons why they need it. Because of where they are, what they're doing, what their lifestyle has been like, the fact they're off grid. I mean, I'm getting all sorts of comments. They're really good, you guys. Keep it up. We appreciate it because, see, that gives us incentive. And see, when Rick Kaler starts reading these things at ricksatelliteusa.com, when he starts reading these things, he gets excited. Because, see, nobody is pushing the alternative. We've got to keep the information stream going. If we don't, we're in trouble. That's one of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing. So as far as the news goes today, at a quarter after 7 Central, the British government is reportedly planning on issuing guidance to schools that would prohibit supposedly transgender students from joining contact sports teams of the opposite sex, as well as requiring teachers to inform parents if their child begins displaying signs of transgenderism. Well, there's only one way that I can think of off the top of my head. What do they call that in the White House at the press office? Top of mind? She didn't have much of a brain. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's recent declaration that 100% of women do not have penises may have some real-world applications in the coming months, with the government reportedly preparing new guidance on gender for schools across the country. So here's the thing. They're trying to get out in front of this in the UK. They're issuing guidance. Now, does that mean that teachers have to follow it, especially if they're libtards? Nope. And they can still, especially if they're groomers, they can still promote transgenderism and make these kids think they have gender dysphoria so they can mold them into something bigger and better, like a sex toy. This is what they're doing to your kids in the schools in America right now. The teachers' union is behind the whole thing. All of them. I'm surprised that teachers in America actually have any kind of a conscience at all. And a lot of them do. A lot of them actually, I remember way back when I was going to school, my teacher didn't say that. My teacher didn't make me wear a dress. My teacher didn't make me do anything like that. She didn't even talk about stuff like that. She didn't even suggest it. There was no such thing. We didn't talk about that. If you visibly displayed sexual parts as a boy, that's how you were treated. Same with a girl. So, you know, what changed? Oh, communism came into the country. Socialism and Marxism came into the country. They invaded our unions. Teachers union, what, 1916? Teachers union started up? Yeah, we need a right to do. Yeah, we have the right to educate your kid and make them think they're gender dysphoric. Yeah, we're going to figure out. We're going to open up the book DSM-4 and DSM-5 and all these other little things. We're going to take advantage of your kid. Yeah, we're going to groom your child, and we're not going to tell you about it. You see, this is what parents are fighting right now. So the UK is trying to get out in front of this. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met his Brazilian counterpart, Mauro Vieira. That happened yesterday as part of Lavrov's 5-day Latin American tour to Brazil, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Lavrov is scheduled to hold meetings with Brazilian radical leftist President Lula da Silva, after his meeting with Vieira. And, of course, those meetings are ongoing. He arrived in Brazil just as Lula returned from a visit to China, one of Russia's now closest allies, where the Brazilian president held hours-long talks with Xi Jinping. Whoa, wonder how that went. I can only imagine. You see, now they're invading the Southern Hemisphere. And that leftist agenda is invaded Brazil and Cuba and Venezuela and Nicaragua. It's only a matter of time. It's already sneaking up through our southern border. And our moron in the White House is just letting it happen. He has the power right now to shut it off, but no, he's not doing that, and neither is any of his cabinet. They want all this thing, Mayorkas, Dorcas, the whole lot of them, are all working for the other side, and I'm talking about Satan. They are all Satanists, every single one of them. Them and the people in deep state that tell them what to do. Because you know that this is not. They can't think for themselves. No, they're being given orders directly from the underworld. And I'm talking about people in, connected to deep state, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergs, Council of Rome, Committee of 300. Take your pick, any one of these entities that's working for the devil. That's what they're doing. Chinese surveillance technology giant Hikvision, or it could be Hikvision. Now, are you calling me a hick? Yeah. It's denied it's illegally disguising its products sold to the U.S. government to enable Chinese espionage. It was responding to BBC queries about allegations revealed in a recently leaked Pentagon document. But Hikvision did not answer questions on whether it's partnering with Chinese intelligence agencies. The company is the world's largest surveillance camera maker, has close links to the Chinese state. So maybe if you have a Hikvision camera, you might think about replacing it. Well, let's see. Bill Hagerty, senator from Tennessee, has become the eighth Republican senator to back former President Trump in 2024. Marsha Blackburn, who's also from Tennessee, a Republican, also endorsed Trump. And did you know that the IRS collected a total of $4.9 trillion in taxes for fiscal year 2022? That's October 1st, 2021 to September 30, 2022, according to their newly released data book. And at the same time, the IRS issued nearly $642 billion in refunds last year, putting the net amount of taxes collected at around $4.26 trillion. And they need 87,000 armed IRS agents? Really? How's that work? Riddle me this, Batman. Yeah. Preliminary election results announced right after an election often include the caveat that officials still need to count the overseas military ballots before finalizing results. The general voting population in the U.S. promptly ignores that caveat and runs with the preliminary results. To them, overseas votes are an afterthought. But policy changes in a Democratic effort to register international voters have quietly altered this longtime Republican-leaning, mostly military voting bloc into an unpredictable force with the potential for fraud and the power to sway elections. I told you that's coming. Absentee voting is what they rely on. They can make stuff up. Yeah, it's overseas. How many international voters do you think that we can get to chime in here? And then all of a sudden, you're going to start seeing all this absentee voting push Biden over the top again, or whatever other minion that deep state wants to put in on the Democratic side. The federal judge overseeing the Proud Boys' seditious conspiracy trial in D.C., by the way, has rejected Dominic Pozzola's request for a mistrial or dismissal of charges because they lack legal and factual support. That was all based on the videos that were released by Tucker Carlson, which Pozzola claimed he was deprived of. It's called exculpatory evidence. And here we have a judge that doesn't care about that. So we have an article, In-Depth Red Flag or ERPO, some Tennessee Republicans seek rebrand but face opposition from within and gun rights groups. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is calling on the state legislature to propose an enhanced order of protection law. We're calling that a red flag law. That's what it amounts to. Which, in other words, somebody thinks that, oh, they're mentally ill. See, it only takes a Nashville shooting by a transgender to start that ball rolling. And the next thing you know, the governor's like, we need a law. We need a red flag law. If you're being treated, you're not allowed to own a gun. And we need to come and confiscate every single gun you have in your house. All somebody has to do is call the authorities and say, I think they're mentally off. So that means that pissed off ex-spouses, people with restraining orders, that all they got to do is make a phone call. Next thing you know, the authorities are out there collecting somebody's guns. Remember what the Second Amendment is? This is just an infringement into that. You know, they're thinking that this should apply only to domestic incidents, as still ensuring due process of those who are reported to be a danger to themselves or others. Yeah. See, this is where mental health comes in, folks. This is what's happening. And, of course, the white, well, let's see, what do we got here? Alvin Bragg, he's not white. That's perfectly obvious. The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing in New York City yesterday on Manhattan DA Bragg's pro-crime, anti-victim policies. And even the bodega clerk, remember Jose Alba, the one that he put in jail on Rikers Island for defending himself, stabbing a guy to death? Because the guy stabbed him. His girlfriend stabbed him. Nobody knows what happened to the girlfriend. Kah. You see, this is the joke. And see, not only that, Robert Holden, who's a New York City councilman from District 30, he's a Democrat. He even came out and took aim at Bragg, at his leadership or perceived lack thereof, at this field hearing held by the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan. Meanwhile, the Pelosi campaign paid $7,500 to an Illinois man who sued over invasive and harassing text messages. Oh, I knew that that Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991 could come in handy, because Jorge Rojas sued Pelosi in federal court last October, accusing her and her campaign of violating the Telephone Consumer Protection Act by sending him 21 harassing text messages in a 9-month span, according to Business Insider. And if you didn't request them, even if you're a registered Democrat and they got your name and they got your phone number and everything else, and they're blasting you with text messages, if you did not consent to those text messages, then they are in violation of that very Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991. So he sued and he got $7,500. And see, you get attorney's fees too. Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, has suggested building a state prison near Disney World in Orlando. Yeah, part of his ongoing political war with a woke company. Now just imagine that. Having a major prison right there outside Disney World. Can you see the exit signs now? Yeah. Mickey and Minnie, this way. Lock up, this way. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That Reedy Creek Improvement District Board of Supervisors, man, they snuck some backdoor agreements in, and DeSantis is trying to remove those. He's not going to be outdone. Of course, a lot of people like, you know, Congressman Greg Stube, who I've met and I know, he's putting his endorsement behind Trump. Not DeSantis, his own governor. He's not doing it. DeSantis actually just needs to stay in Florida right now and let the shift show just go on. I mean, this is what we're in the middle of right now. For those of you who are having issues with fluoride, and it's in your water, do you know that Curcumin X4000 with fenugreek can help fight fluoride from destroying your brain? Don't know if you knew that or not. Gotta love that. We're going to bring up some more conversation. Frank Davis will be joining us hopefully here after the bottom of the hour break. Listen to these messages. Support the Power Mall. Appreciate that. Be right back.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and that harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here, 7:32. And of course, it's the 18th day of April, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. And of course, things would not be the same without knowing that we've got new testimonials. For those of you who have been taking what I'm holding in my hot little hand right here up to the screen, it's called Sugar to Fiber. And we've got Frank Davis on. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Great to be with you, Dave.
Kind of curious as to this testimony that we're hearing. I mean, you can't just buy Sugar to Fiber at the Power Mall and then just take one bottle and then, okay, well, that didn't work. I want a refund. No, you can't do that, can you? You got to really be committed to this. And I was talking at the first part of the show is that the instructions tell you that you should take this 1 to 2 hours before meals. And if you do that and follow it, according to what you're saying, you should see immediate results. Now, what's this testimonial I'm hearing about?
Well, I've had several testimonials, candidly, literally every day. But this had a lady that we reached out to her because we saw that she had just ordered 6 bottles, and she had had apparently started when we first launched it back in January. So she'd been on the Sugar to Fiber for approximately 2.5 months. And we interviewed her and just to get her why she ordered 6, what her experience was, et cetera. And she obviously said, it has been miraculous for her. She said, she was a type 2 diabetic, as a type 2, and had an A1C count of 8.2 and had just in the first part of April, this just a couple weeks ago, had gone to her endocrinologist and took her A1C. It had gone down to 6.9. Her endocrinologist was so impressed, and then he checked, obviously, her blood sugar level, et cetera, and took her off her metformin.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
She was just elated and saying, and talked about how overall her elimination of the brain fog that she would be getting, or and then just her overall feeling that much better. It was, you know, pretty impressive. But you were right on when you introduced this. You know, candidly, you will see difference. If you, especially if you have a continuous glucose monitor, you will be able to see it immediately. However, we do recognize everybody is different. Their metabolisms are different, et cetera. But depending on what you're eating, especially if it's a carb-heavy meal, I personally, I'll take up to 3 capsules an hour before I eat a very hard carb meal. We did this. I did a little experiment with my wife. We took our blood sugar when we were fasting a week ago last Sunday, and mine was 87. Hers was 101. We just did the blood prick and took the, and so we had been fasting literally from the night before until mid afternoon on Sunday. So it should have been a fairly decent reading. Then we had what I would call an extremely heavy carb meal. We had lasagna, you know, rolls, vegetables, salad, and then topped it off with apple crisp and ice cream.
Oh my goodness.
So,
yeah, that added the carbs to
this. Yeah, that was very carb and sugar heavy. And of course I ate double of everything. So
yeah.
If anything, I should have
growing boy.
But I took actually 3 capsules prior to, and she didn't take any.
Oh.
You know, just to see what the difference of the spike was. Her spike from 101 to 175.
Whoa.
She had a 74, you know, point spike. Mine went up 18 points.
Mm.
And so it basically she became a believer right after that. And, I did another one with a group that we had met early morning, and I had 6 people. And then what we decided to do was pick the 2 that had the closest blood sugar level, and then compare them, one taking the sugar to fiber, one taking not taking it. And we all ate breakfast, pancakes, a muffin, orange juice, syrup, so that, you know, and it's not the best necessarily to compare with somebody else. You really need to compare with yourself. But we did this anyway. So there was a lady that had a 95 blood sugar level fasting and a gentleman that had a 96. So we said, okay, we gave the lady the sugar to fiber, and the man didn't have it. Had the breakfast, waited an hour, took the blood sugar. She went from 95 to 97. He went from 96 to 182.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and it was fairly dramatic, and we did this actually on TV. So we had taken the video of the monitor. We took the video of them eating the breakfast, etc. So anyway, it's not always like that, but I'm just saying, you know, there is no question what it does in terms of flattening the curve. And I would, if I would experiment to see if, you know, what works for you, whether it's one, two, three, you know, but especially when you're eating a carb heavy meal, you know, taking something, you know, with a lot of quote sugar content.
Okay. Now, see, here's the thing, Frank. I've been really trying to be conscious about not eating a lot of dessert. And if, you know, it's like, well, instead of eating that, what you did, God, I love apple crisp, man. I'm telling you, I could, you and I could sit down and probably clean out a whole pan of that stuff.
It was so good.
I'll bet it was. But the thing is, see, is I've been really trying to be cognizant as far as diet goes, not to get crazy, crazy, crazy with, you know, I mean, I can make a killer flambé bananas Foster, and I guarantee you that is loaded with carbs. So, you know, the thing is that we really, I think the diet has a lot to do with it. And I think if you try to really avoid eating stuff that is high in carbohydrates, and I mean over the top, you'll see better results taking sugar to fiber and not just using that as an excuse to overindulge and do everything. I mean, I'm trying to think logically here because people, you know, this sugar to fiber is an investment in your health. And this is something that, you know, it's not that long on the market, and people are experiencing good things with it, especially you. And you keep testing this stuff out and trying it on various people, and you keep getting great results. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we are talking about that on the show this morning, because we have it available at the Power Mall, and you help support us when you buy it. So that's the one thing you definitely, and you said, I think it was Kathleen was her name. You were talking about this testimonial, and she ordered 6 of these sugar to fibers. I've got a bottle right here. I'm holding it up to the screen so you can see what it looks like. Purple. Purple thing, white jar with purple label on it, sugar to fiber. I would probably at least order 2, at least 2, for every member in your family, and you try it yourself and see if that doesn't help. What I'm amazed about is that the doctor was so blown away. Did she actually tell the doctor what she was doing?
I don't remember if she told him, but, you know, obviously.
He took her off metformin. I'm like, this is great.
I'm sure she did. She just told him that she was taking something that was helping her flatten her curve. And, you know, based on her blood sugar level, based on her reduction of her A1C count, he took her off. And she just was... And of course, you know, we all, you know, I mean, I am not a fan of that. It does more damage than good.
Well, yeah, I mean, liver, kidneys, I mean, it really tears you up. And, you know, I remember my mom, when she was alive, was on it, and I took her off. I said, sorry, you're not taking any more of this stuff. And her blood sugar, none of it. It really didn't matter at her age. But, of course, sugar to fiber wasn't out at that time. And then taking it would have been a problem because the older you get, you know, it just became hard to swallow, you know, in some people. But as long as you've got the ability to take this product, this is definitely something you need to stock up on, especially if you've got issues, pre-diabetic, type 1, type 2. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. And even if you don't have, you know, I mean, it is a full blend of the digestive enzyme. So you will notice a difference just from, you know, an overall health, you know, a metabolic health for one thing, but just the fact that when you're breaking down all the foods you're eating, the proteins, the carbohydrates, the fats, and your body's assimilating, it has this tendency of breaking up the red blood cells that tend to clump. So you're getting a much more efficient delivery of oxygen in your blood that you will notice an energy boost on this. So, you know, overall health is is important, and you will notice a difference with this, irrespective of the fact that the main thing you're getting, the bonus of this sugar to fiber enzyme that converts 50 to 90% of sugar into a dietary fiber in the gut. That fiber does a couple of things. One, it acts as a prebiotic and feeds your good bacteria, so it improves your health of your gut, which is really critical. Helps the digestion, but it also creates satiety. You don't have as much cravings or hunger, so it's going to help also in. Basically, if you're eliminating 50 to 90% of the sugar the calories from fiber or from sugar, and you're creating fiber and creating satiety, you can kind of think in your head, well, that should help me a little bit on my maintaining good weight. So there's a lot of benefits.
Yep. And we appreciate you talking about that. And, of course, we've got the basic essentials, which I have a bottle of that right here, as a matter of fact. We've got the OptiVita Super Krill Oil. Yep. And we've got the OptiVita Vitamin D, which I've got right here. I got all these OptiVita products sitting right on my desk. And these are things that, the silver lozenges. Oh, I forgot those right here. See the box? Yep. And I'll tell you what, if you get a little bit of a cough or congestion, it's great taking one of these things because they're 60 part per million, 21 pieces. Keep them around just to make sure you keep the doctor away. Most important thing. And we got the vitamin C as well from OptiVita products. What I want to focus on for the balance of the show here is Lion Energy. This is something else Frank Davis is involved in. Power solutions for everyday needs. They have a website, but, if you click on the powerhour.com and you go to the partners tab and you click on Lion Energy, this is something, you can call up the phone number, which we put on our email blast, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. So if you've got a pen handy, you can write this down because we're all about solutions here. 385-375-8191. That's 385-375-8191. And of course, when you place your order by phone, use the code POWERHOUR. That way you get a discount. We get paid. You get paid in benefit. You get paid back in more than spades. This is the thing. You have financing available, Frank, and you have whole house systems, don't you?
I do. We are actually exhibiting in one of the largest solar shows in the world called SolarCon. It's actually in Salt Lake City right now. We'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if anybody is in the area and would like to get educated on how they can be energy independent and for their home, not dependent on a cord that plugs into the wall all the time, they can text me or message me or just show up, and I'll be happy to show them everything that we can do. Everything from small portable units where you can have, a level of energy independence because it can power your TV, your lights, your computers, small refrigerator, CPAP machine. It literally from a 10-pound portable to a 40-pound portable can do all of those things. The bigger it is, the more it does. To a whole home solution that I have on my home, if the power goes out, it immediately kicks over onto that energy backup, and it can run my home for 3 days before it kicks on my a gas generator to recharge it, and it takes 3 hours to do that. So, I've got a propane generator that if it runs only 3 hours every 3 days and the rest is run on my battery, I can be off the grid for 9 months.
Wow, that's amazing. It's totally amazing. Carolyn in Washington, you have a question for Frank Davis.
Yeah, Dave, you glossed over type 1 diabetes. I have a friend that was born with it. And could you explain more about type 1 diabetes? Does it cure it? Sugar to fiber.
Okay. Dave, would you repeat that question? She broke up a little bit when I was...
No, what she was asking as far as treatment against... she's asserting that type 1 diabetes is genetic and that wants to know if sugar to fiber would cure it.
Well, it certainly won't cure it. What sugar to fiber does is basically flatten the curve or to eliminate the spikes. When you're if you're a type 1 diabetic, basically, you know, what you're doing, you have an insulin pump, and when that sugar spikes, it releases the insulin, and if the sugar is not spiking as much or doesn't spike and you're able to control that, realistically, it should minimize the amount of insulin that your body is calling for. I have the only type 1 diabetic that I've had a personal testimony on is a lady who has a continuous glucose monitor, and she has an insulin pump also on there tied into it. And the first 4 days on testing sugar to fiber, it did not kick on the pump. And I haven't talked to her since on that, but obviously what it was doing was flattening that curve where you were not spiking, and it was not triggering the pump to release insulin into the body. And that's what ultimately does a lot of the damage, the amount of insulin we're constantly doing there to help control, because what the insulin does is basically trying to control those spikes of glucose, and it's trying to, what we don't use as energy, it is storing into fat or into the muscle or liver to keep it from doing its damage. Anyway.
So there
will
you have
be
it.
Doing more tests on type 1s?
We are going to be doing more. We're working with some world-renowned, actually, diabetic doctors, and we are doing some tests on type 2, type 1. We're doing continuing do tests, and as we get results, we will share those. Some of them are going to take. We're going to do in one that will be to show how it affects A1C, how the, glucose intolerance, et cetera. And we're in the process of doing a number of those tests, yes.
Okay, well, appreciate your call, Carolyn. Thanks
Thank you.
Much. You bet. Okay, so back to Lion Energy. Now that we got through that, that's a critical message for those of you out there experiencing type 1. I know a lot of kids are doing it too, and this would be something that I'm sure that your tests are going to be involving children as well. Curiosity as far as Lion Energy, the whole house system, you have the idea here is not to litter your entire roof with solar panels, right? Your techs are, if somebody calls the 385-375-8191, your techs are actually going to be able to ascertain what information they need to customize the system for your home, right?
Yes. And again, it works with or without, you know, any other, you can tie it just strictly into the grid. And again, if power goes out, you know, it'll kick on immediately. You can control it by Bluetooth. If you live in an area where you have different rates depending on the time of day, for example, a peak rate in Arizona is like 28 cents a kilowatt. Off peak is like 8 cents. So what you would do on this one, you program it so that you're running the house on the battery backup on peak and charging it on off peak. And that alone will save you a ton of money. And over time, you get a fairly good return on investment fairly quickly.
Would it be possible? Yeah, would it be possible, Frank, to achieve net zero with this if you're on a meter? Yes or no? Would it be possible?
Yes.
Okay, we're out of time. That's the reason I said yes or no. Folks, you're going to have to check it out on the Power Hour. Go to the Partners tab, click on Lion Energy, and go browse their products. That's what we need to do. Frank Davis, I wish we had more time to talk about this. It's so important to prepare this day and age, but we'll have you back, of course, and continue this conversation. We'll be back with Dr. Tal Braun. He's coming back on the show here after the break. Stay with us.
Superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chagamax is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chagamax by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.